So Yosef, as the Mitzri, took Shimon, and he held him prisoner. And he says to go back and bring Binyamin, the last son who didn't originally go to Mitzrayim. So we know Yaakov didn't send Binyamin because Binyamin was now Yosef. Binyamin was the last child of Rachel. The Yaakov didn't want to give up. And Yosef, as the Mitzri, said, go back and bring your other brother as part of some kind of a proof that he was demanding to prove that they weren't actually spies. The whole thing was crazy in their eyes anyway. It didn't make any sense, as we know, because it didn't make any sense. That wasn't really why he was sending them. So they go and they tell Yaakov what's going on, and Shimon was enslaved, or he was captured. And they told Yaakov to send them back with Binyamin to try to go save Shimon. And Yaakov wasn't easy to convince. And he finally tells them to go down. And Yaakov gives them a bracha as they go down, or instruction of what they should do. And he says, V'kel shaka yitain lachem rachamim ufne ha'ish. That Meh Hashem, who here is described with the name Kel Shakai, Yitain lachem rachamim, may he give you rachamim, mercy, lifna ha'ish, before the man, right? Because that's how they refer to Yosef, the man. The Eish Kodesh asks Parshas Miketz, he says, why would Yaakov say, let Hashem give you rachamim in front of the man, right? V'shilach lachem esa achichem. And then he should, and then therefore the man should release your brother. Why would we have any faith that some Mitzri would do anything? Meaning, why wouldn't I just give a bracha that may Hashem give you rachamim? Hashem should give you rachamim, and as the Eish Kodesh says, shalo yukal ha'ish lahora lahem, that he won't do anything bad to you. It's interesting that he has a certain shtickel of emunah that this Mitzri is going to do something good for them. So why is he asking for that kind of rachamim? So the Eish Kodesh points out that this name Kel Shakai, right, which is used here in this pasuk, the name Shin and then Dal and then Yud comes according to the Medrash and Brachos, she Amar la'olamo dai, that Kosh Baruch Hu said to the world, die, it's enough. And that the whole purpose of the world is to bring kavod for Hashem, is to show that Hashem is here and Hashem is great. But the world itself, the olam, is a covering for Hashem. So the creation of the world was the creating of a covering of Hashem so that we'd have to fight to find it, and then eventually he'd be brought out. But the more world there is, the more covering there is, the harder it is to see. So eventually he said, that's enough. And he says, it's a mashal that Kashem Rape Lachola, when Hashem is healing someone who's sick, Miskal Yeshuasu Machusa Yuspar Hayadeza, through healing someone, he is revealing the fact that he's Hashem. So what does that mean? That because HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers over himself, the way that the Yeshua for this sick person comes over is with a potion, right? With a medicine. Aide is a rofe and the doctor. The doctor has to come, he has to bring the medicine. It's extracted, it's extended. The whole cover, the whole puppet show is drawn out more and more. The more this puppet show is drawn out, the harder it is to see that Hashem is there. But when a sick person is so sick, he's not going to survive if you do all these shenanigans, all this shtuyot in between that has to happen, kivyochol. As Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu die, Lam Ticha Vam Shacha. Hashem says, okay, no more extension, no more drawing out, no more pulling the shtick along. I'm just going to do something miraculous, so to speak, to save him, so that he's healed. I'm going to heal you immediately, and that's when the person will feel Hashem is here. Right? The more sudden and the more obvious that that person is healed, so the more clearly Hashem can be seen. So he says here that V'kel shaka yitein lachem rachamim lifnei ha'ish. Not that Hashem should give you rachamim in front of him, that he should do the right thing, right, he should send out, but lifnei ha'ish, before the man even has the potential to reconsider what he's doing and to change his mind, lifnei ha'ish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give it to you. Meaning, the Yeshua should come for the brothers of the sons of Yaakov in such an extreme, in such a clear way, that before they even get to the Mitzri, before the Mitzri is even able to open his mouth and change what he wanted to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save them so that they can see it clearly. The tefillah that we have to have for Hashem is that the Yeshua that we have, so in life, it's all miskala. So everything, I'm sorry, it's all behester. It's not miskala. It's all covered over that we experience life and we have to fight through to see where Hashem is in it. And this bracha from Yaakov, that we should be zochah and parshas migates for us, is lifnei ha'ish. That kel shokai should bring us racham and lifnei ha'ish before the world has the possibility of healing us in a proper way. We want to be healed and saved in a way that we see Hashem clearly. And I think it could be, this is just my own little addition, that just maybe, you know, this happens when a sick person doesn't have the ability to hold on anymore. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu can no longer use the doctors, no longer use the medicine. It can't wait anymore. So he has to do it as immediately as possible. If we saw the things that we were going through in our difficulty in serving Hashem, if we saw that as if we were mamish about to die, not like, okay, so it's hard for me, I don't do this right, I don't do that right, and I wish I could do this better. So then we can wait for the doctor to come with the medicine and it'll take whatever its natural course is. But if this thing that's coming in between me and Hashem is so horrible that it feels like death, it mamish tastes like death, that I'm about to die because of this, then it goes, hopefully we'll have no choice but to do it lifnei ha'ish before it happens in a natural way, and we'll wake up one day and suddenly we'll be better. We'll be better at doing all the things that we want to do. So we should be zochet to taste mamish bitterness from the things that we want to improve on. So Kodesh Baruch Hu will do it lifnei ha'ish and not wait for Teva to change us, but he'll be megala us and bring us to Yeshua miyad, one that we can see Hashem clearly.